There he is. No skateboard. It's unlike you. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 hybrid in-person and virtual meeting of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. My name is Ben Blyman. I am the commission's president. We will start with announcements.
We would like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall Room 416, broadcast live on SFGovTV and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 using meeting ID 824-6208-5253. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the commissioner will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible that not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. For public comment, public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the commission will make public comment first from people attending the meeting in person, and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side, table, or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *9 to be added to the speaker line when your item of interest comes up. When you are asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting on SFGovTV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom audio or telephone for a public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note that commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGovTV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
Thank you. Let's do a roll call.
President Blyman.
Here.
Vice President Wong.
Here.
Commissioner Davis.
Here.
Commissioner Perez.
Here.
Commissioner Poggio.
Here.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Here.
Commissioner Thomas is excused.
All right, next up is general public comment. Does anybody from the public want to comment on items that are not on tonight's agenda?
No comments.
Closing. All right, number three is approval of meeting minutes for the September 17, 2024 commission meeting. Do we have a motion to approve?
I motion to approve.
Seconded.
Is there any public comment on our meeting minutes?
No comments.
All right, we'll close public comment. We can vote.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right, the meeting minutes have been approved. And next is an update from our Executive Director Weiland, who will be Zooming in.
Thank you, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. Pardon me for Zooming in this evening. I'm taking care of a sick animal at home. So thank you for your patience. I have quite a few updates. I'll try to be as brief as possible. Under our legislative and policy updates, I wanted to provide a couple updates on active files at the Board of Supervisors right now. One is around entertainment zones. You've heard of this piece of legislation coming from Supervisor Peskin, and this is Great news, because we have been reinstated in the review and approval of entertainment permit applications within this process. So no huge updates there, just that it's moving along in its final passage status with Land Use and Transportation Committee right now. The other piece of legislation you might have heard about last week, Mayor Breed put out a press release. This is legislation that both Mayor Breed introduced along with Treasurer Cisneros and Supervisors Mandelman and Peskin that would eliminate annual license fees for small businesses. This was introduced last week, as I mentioned, so it's under a 30-day hold. If passed, this legislation would go into effect in 2026 in perpetuity and would eliminate all of our entertainment license fees. So the treasurer and tax collector will still bill and collect license fees under the normal process in March 2025, but we will not see any impact on our revenue. We will continue to collect license fees from the treasurer and tax collector, including our increase that went into effect this last year via legislation to bring us up to speed with cost recovery. Additionally, Treasurer and Tax Collector ran an analysis for us and noted that there are 499 businesses with a place of entertainment or limited live performance license, and of these licenses, 22 are hotels. If we exclude the hotels from this analysis, there are 477 or 95% non-hotel businesses, of which 417 non-hotel businesses will receive a $0 bill. The remaining businesses who will receive a treasurer and tax collector bill will be for non-entertainment related licenses that were not eliminated as part of this legislation. So happy to discuss more, but we feel like this is both a win-win for small businesses and the Entertainment Commission. Next update is around our hiring process for our 1840 part-time sound inspector position. So this was pretty fascinating. We received 117 applications for this job posting, which is, I think, larger pool than we've ever seen before for any of our vacancies. Of those, we determined to move 55 forward for review. And of those 55, we moved 24 into the next round. Our next round consists of writing assignments, which include reviewing a made-up scenario very consistent with what our sound inspectors have to deal with in the field, and creating a fake inspection report in response to that, including also a cover letter. So those are due to us by tomorrow, and we will move on from there with selecting candidates to bring in for our initial interviews. We will do two rounds of interviews. We plan to offer a position prior to Halloween, so we would really like to onboard and have this person in the field as soon as possible, and we will keep you apprised of our selection. And then finally, I just wanted to give a post-event review for Portola Music Festival 2024. As you know, it was this past weekend. It's the largest one-time event permit that we issue every year. This was year three, takes place at Pier 80. There were 42,000 attendees per day, which was a larger pool of attendees than the last 2 years. It was sold out. As you know, over the past 5 months, our office has been working closely with Golden Voice to implement strategies to mitigate sound impacts, both on San Franciscans and primarily around residents across the Bay, including City of Alameda residents, as you know from complaints in the past 2 years. Also looking to strengthen lines of communication with the public. I just want to update all of you and highlight that Golden Voice has been a really responsible and collaborative partner in all of this, and has taken several measures, as you know, in lead up to our hearing when they came before you with their permit application to address sound impacts and community outreach in a proactive manner. So just wanted to update, instead of doing this in the enforcement report, the number of complaints received. So overall, we did receive 224 sound complaints this year, which is about 11 less than last year. But I'll break that down for you. So on Saturday, the event received a total of 24 sound complaints. And on Sunday, the event received a total of 200 sound complaints. But it's important to note that complaints from Alameda and East Bay residents went down from 203 total last year to 80 total this year. So about a 61% reduction in complaints outside of our jurisdiction. Complaints were received both by Golden Voices live hotline, as well as via 311. So we would also make the assumption that some of these folks were repeat complainers. Our sound mitigation steps have obviously made progress in Alameda, and after 2 years, the majority of complaints coming from there, we have realized that similar weather conditions moving in a different pattern resulted in more calls coming from San Francisco this year. And compared to last year, we did see more complaints on Saturday from Alameda, but drastically less on Sunday evening from Alameda. San Francisco, on the other hand, experienced the reverse with fewer complaints on Saturday, but an increase on Sunday. And complaints for both areas significantly dropped off after the pier stage or the main stage concluded their set at 10:15 p.m. The distribution of the complaints does give us confidence that our mitigation efforts had an impact this year. As you know, there were changes to stage locations and how they were facing the bay or not, as well as how they were able to steer sound coming out of the speaker systems. And we also provided a lower sound limit. We will, of course, continue to find ways to improve and refine if the event so chooses to come back for a fourth year. If you have any questions on any of my updates this evening, I'm here for you.
Questions for our executive director? All right, is there any public comment on her report?
No comments.
All right, we'll close public comment. Of course, we all hope your animal feels better soon, Maggie. We'll move on to number five, which is report five, right? Yes, from our senior inspector.
Thank you, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. We have received 180 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on September 17th. I have a few updates below, as usual. Let me know if you have any questions. My first update is about 620 Jones, located at 620 Jones Street, who holds an LLP with our office. On Saturday, September 21st, numerous 311 complaints were submitted regarding noise from 620 Jones. Inspector Young Rice responded to the complaints at 7:30 p.m. on September 21st, and as he approached Jones, he could hear pounding bass from nearly two blocks away. When he arrived, he took a sound measurement, which showed the DJ operating outside at 87 dBA and 106.6 dBC, while approved outdoor special event sound limits are 82 dBA and 91 dBC. Inspector Young Rice worked with the sound tech, who turned the volume down, but the lowest sound measurement was still around 100 dBC. Additionally, per Jones's LLP permit, outdoor entertainment is supposed to end by 7 p.m., but it was 7:30 when the inspector was on site, and he reported that the owner said the event would end around 8 or 8:30 p.m. 620 Jones was issued a notice of violation on September 24th for exceeding their allowable sound limit and permitted end time for outdoor entertainment. Then on Sunday, September 29th, Inspector Young Rice visited Jones again at again at 1:15 a.m. in response to multiple sound complaints. As he approached Jones, he could hear the music on the street, and after entering, he observed a DJ playing inside the bar with the front doors open. He spoke with the manager, who closed the doors, which significantly reduced the sound escaping from the venue. The manager explained to Inspector Young Rice that Jones was closing at 3 a.m. and that the music would be turned down, not off, at 2 a.m. However, indoor entertainment is only permitted until 11 p.m. per their LLP permit, and all doors and windows are to be closed as outlined in the Good Neighbor Policy Number 7. Additionally, Jones would need to have an extended hours premises permit for one-time event or a one-time event permit to operate entertainment and or food service after 2 a.m., neither of which were on file for September 29th, 2024. 620 Jones was issued a citation on September 30th for violating their LLP permit by hosting outdoor entertainment after 11 p.m. with the front doors open. Deputy Director Azevedo and Director Weiland are meeting with the owners of Jones next Wednesday, October 9th, to discuss potential pathways for their entertainment operations, as there are conditional use restrictions at the premises that supersede the EC's ability to amend their existing LLP permit for outdoor entertainment. My next update is about Storic, located at 155 9th Street. Storic is another NPU event space, and over this past weekend, they had a one-time indoor event permit for programming until 2 a.m. Friday through Sunday nights. On Sunday, September 29th, Inspector Young Rice responded to sound complaints at the venue at 12:50 a.m. As he was walking towards the venue, he noted that the music and rattling windows could be heard from a block away, and upon arrival, he took a sound measurement that showed the volume to be at 105.3 dBA and 122.7 dBC. He spoke with management, who directed him to the sound engineers, and they turned the volume down, but they were still unable to achieve full compliance with the sound limit that I set on Friday of 91 dBA, 109 dBC. Storic was issued a citation on September 30th for operating above their allowable sound limit. After setting the limit on Friday, my assessment was that the space was not well suited to hold that type of high-impact sound, and noted that the sound of the building itself rattling and vibrating was loud and would likely cause complaints. EC staff was made aware of nearby residents who have complained about the events, and one of which reaching out to the supervisor's office due to last weekend's programming. Based on the zoning controls of where Storic is located and their short-term lease agreement, which is precluding them from applying to a brick-and-mortar permit, we asked them to obtain a temporary use authorization from the planning department prior to applying for more one-time permit events. Event permits, excuse me. My final update is about the recovery room located at 4528 Mission Street, who holds an LLP with our office. On Sunday, September 29th, Inspector Young Rice visited the recovery room at 1225 a.m. in response to a sound complaint. And upon arrival, he observed a DJ playing inside with the front doors open. He spoke with the bartender and instructed her to close the doors and switch to pre-recorded music, which she agreed to. The recovery room was issued a notice of violation on August 1st, 2024, and reminded that their LLP permit requires them to end entertainment by 11 p.m. Furthermore, they were reminded that they are required to have their doors and windows closed during entertainment as per the good neighbor policy. So on September 30th, the recovery room was issued a citation for violating their LLP permit by hosting a DJ after 11 p.m. with the front door open. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Just on 620 Jones, I may have missed a little bit of what you were saying, but so they got back into compliance now, and do we have faith that they're going to stay that way? Because they were an issue years ago, but we haven't heard from them in a long time.
Yeah, actually, Deputy Director Azevedo and Director Weiland have a meeting with management to discuss moving forward what has changed. That meeting is coming up on October 9th, I believe it was.
Got it.
Yeah.
Any more questions for our senior inspector? It's good to see we're making progress on getting the sound complaints for Portola back in San Francisco.
Definitely.
Keep it local.
Yeah, let's keep it local. All right. Any public comment? None?
No public comment.
All right, we'll close public comment and we can move on, which is number six, possible hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission. And I believe Secretary Liang will introduce the application tonight.
Yes. Good evening, commissioners. We only have one item on the consent agenda for today, and it's for a one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration. This is a repeat permit for the activation of the Upper Plaza at Rose Park Chinatown Station by the nonprofit organization Community Youth Center for San Francisco. They did not receive any complaints during their first permit period of July 2024 to July 2023 to June 2024, sorry. SFPD did not have any recommended conditions to add, and staff are recommending that you approve the consent calendar with the staff recommended conditions below.
Let's first see if there's any public comment on this consent agenda.
No public comment.
All right. Do we have motions?
I move to approve with staff recommendations.
I second.
Okay. President Blyman?
Aye.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Pettit?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
All right. That has been approved. We can move on to the next item.
Thanks. Thanks, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. The only permit on our regular agenda tonight is for a fixed place amplified sound permit for Amano, located at 450 Hayes Street. Amano is an Italian restaurant that is seeking the ability to have outdoor amplified sound at the front of their business and in their parklets during dining hours. The applicant used a mailing service to send an outreach letter to all of their residents and commercial buildings between Ivy Street and Linden Street, which included over 219 recipients. In your file, you will see 6 letters of opposition and 3 letters of support, as well as a letter from the building owner who gave their approval of the FPAS permit application. As for the opposition, 5 of the people live above the restaurant and 1 lives behind the restaurant on Ivy Street, but we determined that they were mixing up Amano's FPAS permit with a Hayes Valley street closure that's actually unaffiliated to this application. All but one of the neighbors declined to speak with the applicant directly, but I was able to start an email thread with their general HOA email address and the applicant last Thursday. I want to note that Amano is not a member of the building HOA, but rather they are a commercial tenant of the property owner, and they correspond with them directly, who in turn corresponds and works with the HOA. Amano is bound to the rules of the overall building when it comes to the use of the common area, but for their space, they're allowed to be operating as a full service restaurant and they're bound by the entitlements of the city. In your file, you'll see a letter that proposed narrowed permit conditions for Amano's FPAS that was signed by 10 residents who live at 450 Hayes Street. The residents have requested that Amano only have outdoor amplified sound Friday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that they only have speakers installed in their parklets and not the facade of the building. To clarify, the FPAS permit application in your file tonight includes a total of 6 speakers, 2 speakers over the door entrances at the front of the business, and 2 speakers within each of the 2 parklets. In response to the residents' request for narrowed hours, Amano offered to have outdoor amplified sound 12 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. daily, rather than their initial request of 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. The staff recommendation below lists the permit applicant's request for hours. However, as always, you as the commission can condition the permit however you see fit. There were no added conditions from SFPD Northern Station, and here to speak with you tonight are Darren, Hannah, and Eddie from Back of the House Construction, who is the project management company for Amano.
Hello, members of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission. I would first like to introduce our team here today, Hannah Walbridge, who's our director of construction, Concha, who's our VP of operations, and Kimberly Borgianini, who's our VP of finance. We come to you today to request the ambient music to enhance the experience of our outdoor dinner guests at Amano Restaurant. We are located in the 400 block of Hay Street, right in the heart of this thriving neighborhood. We have been looking at this space long before the building was ever even constructed. It's a community we are very proud to be a part of. And since the opening of our doors in 2017, we have grown to be one of the many great inviting businesses in the area and have always resolved to create a welcome and relaxing vibe in what we have long considered our neighborhood. We take great pride in what we offer to the community. This starts with our name, Amano, translating to by hand. All of our pastas and menu items are made fresh daily by hand in our kitchen, in the restaurant. Our commitment of getting this amplified sound permit for our outdoor seating area is this ambient background sound to the food and conversation that typically happens at our restaurant. The ambient music has a sole intent of helping maintain this atmosphere of great food and vibrant conversation that is very typical of any given night at Amano and within the Hayes Valley neighborhood overall. Studies have shown that ambient music helps influence a more positive atmosphere, better customer satisfaction, and maintain a positive environment for our team that helps in creating that guest satisfaction. Our focus is to continue to be a positive part of the community as we have been for the past 8 years. Times are difficult for businesses in San Francisco. There are so many uncontrollable actions that are affecting the bottom line of these days of business. It's critical to hone in on each and every small detail to ensure a meaningful experience for our guests and to keep them coming back to dine with us. In closing, I would like to say we are committed to continue to be an amazing place for food and conversation in the Hayes Valley area of San Francisco. Our livelihood depends on it. And we know the addition of ambient music will only help us to achieve this. We really appreciate your time and the opportunity to address the board. Thank you, commissioners. I'm sorry?
Photos?
Yeah, please. These are pictures of our restaurant, both inside and out. And you can see it's a very lively restaurant, something we're very proud of. Oh, we do? Sorry.
Yeah, so you can just, like, move forward like that.
Move forward?
Yeah.
Once again, these are photos of the inside of our restaurant, our pull-up dining area as well, over on the side of the restaurant, outdoor seating in our parklet areas, and as well as on the storefront seating areas. And wide-angle views of the restaurant on both sides of up and down Hayes. Just to give you an idea of how our restaurant's set up, just as an added. Thank you for your time, commissioners. Appreciate it.
All right, so before you sit,
yes,
we're gonna see if there's any questions from the commission here for these outdoor speakers. Go.
Hello, thanks for coming in. I've been to your restaurant. I really enjoyed the food and the service.
Thank you.
Can you tell me if there's any other restaurants or businesses that's doing similar to what you're proposing?
Businesses in the area? I would assume there are quite a few restaurants on that block and within multiple blocks of our restaurant, so I'm assuming yes.
All right. Just wondering if...
I know of one other that is also applying for a permit in the same process of the bird that's right down on the same block.
Are you amenable to the suggestion of just having the speaker just in the parklet and not in the front? Is that the...
Well, I think in comparison, as far as the projection of the actual speakers, I think being on the street, as far as how it amplifies out, once again, I want to reiterate the point that this is ambient background music. We're not trying to blast it out. I think it's going to be well within the confines of the 50 feet. I don't really see it as a concern, but as far as them being in the parklet, it's going to project back onto the building rather than out to the street as far as the typical street noise. I think it's a good iteration as far as being able to actually put it above the restaurant. We would like to do an addendum as far as being able to actually have it in our parklets as well, but it's up to the commission as far as their decision on that. That's what our consideration is, and that's what we would prefer.
How will that work if it's in the front of the building and also in the parklet?
Yes.
So they're both
facing
each other kind of thing. All right.
And there is, I think that, Caitlin, you actually put that as part of the package as far as what the layout's going to be.
Okay.
Two in each one of the parklets, and she also actually touched on that point as well as one above the doors, the two entrance doors of the restaurant.
Okay. And what was my question? I lost my thought. If there's any complaints from the neighbors, how will you resolve? What's your policy, and how do you resolve that?
Our policy is to hear them out, see what we can do to try to remedy the situation for the benefit of themselves and the restaurant. Like I said in the original speech, it's to create the ambience and atmosphere that we're trying to create for our guests that are actually dining in the restaurant. That's our sole purpose. We're not trying to blast it out to where two blocks away you can actually hear. We're actually just trying to be part of a background music to add to the experience. That's it.
You will be able to respond in real time?
Yes, we have been. I feel as though during this whole process, I think Caitlin will attest to that we've been quite on top of every single...
Can you talk in the mic? Into the mic.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it goes in the public record then. You get the...
Sorry. I think that we have actually reached out quite amicably and pretty efficiently in the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks since we've actually applied for the permit.
Last question. Have you had experience doing amplified sound at your facility, like a one-time permit in the past?
This is the first time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
More questions?
Remind me what the compromise was. That was noon to nine. Was that from y'all or was that from the...
There was two. Theirs is Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And our compromise is 7 days a week from 12 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
And so these speakers, they're going on the up, pointed down.
Yeah.
Pointed. Have you considered, and I'm not, I wouldn't, this is not something I would require, but sometimes it has mitigated issues in my locations, bringing the speaker down and putting it closer to the people so that you don't play it as loudly?
They are pointed down, okay. I think, towards the guests already.
We, you know, like coming from lower, much lower.
Yeah, we could. That's totally a consideration.
I'm not sure that's something we'd condition here, but what we noticed in our bars when we had complaints that the further they are away, even 6 feet, 8 feet, it's harder to hear it. So we started putting speakers like where people were, and then mm-hmm. You cannot play it that loud because it's right next to them and it has to be turned down. Yeah. Has been helpful for us in the past.
Okay.
Further questions? All right, so have a seat. We're going to open to public comment. We may call you back once we hear from the public. All right, are there members of the public who would like to speak? If so, line up here, yep. And fill out a speaker card, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everybody gets the same opportunity. Yep.
You can fill it out after you speak, too. Fine.
Thank you, commissioners, for giving us this time to address you and the public. I am a resident of 450 Hayes, and I live directly above Amano. We are here to voice our strong objection to their application for an outdoor music permit. Allowing music, outdoor music, would significantly exacerbate the existing noise issues we already experience as residents living above the restaurant. The current noise from Amano's restaurant, which has been described as lively, already disrupts the quiet enjoyment of our home and that of my neighbors. We have individuals working from home, parents with new babies, those like me with chronic health conditions, and residents who simply prefer not to have their day interrupted by loud music. The idea of having to keep our windows closed during their business hours due to the increased noise is both disappointing and unreasonable, especially considering we do not have air conditioning in any of our units. When we moved into the building long before the start of the COVID pandemic of 2020, Amano had minimal outdoor seating and a much quieter atmosphere. Since then, the expansion of their outdoor parklets has doubled the size of the restaurant, resulting in a noticeable increase in noise. So introducing outdoor music would further amplify this disturbance. The guidelines in the Good Neighbor Policy state that establishments must respect the neighborhood by keeping voices low and require that all doors and windows be closed during entertainment unless otherwise permitted. However, it is well documented that patrons tend to speak much louder in noisy environments, making compliance with these regulations nearly impossible. So in summary, we believe that allowing Amano to play outdoor music would ruin the peaceful enjoyment of our homes and further disrupt our neighborhood. So we urge the court to deny this permit application. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you.
A little nervous.
It's okay.
Hello, members of the Entertainment Commission. My name is Samantha Mayer. I'm also a resident at 450 Hayes Street. I'm writing to formally object to the recent Amano and back of the house application for the permit to provide stream music outside the restaurant, which is directly below my apartment unit. When we moved in about 8 years ago, there was minimal outdoor seating and no parklets at the restaurant. Since then, Amano has built additional outdoor seating, plus created permanent street parklets, which has significantly increased the noise level that we hear on a daily basis. Not only has Amano more than doubled this outdoor seating that causes more noise, but the restaurant also has 10 to 30 people waiting to be seated and hovering below our building at any moment. Even without any formal loud music, the noise from voices downstairs does carry up and can even be heard from within our unit with all the windows closed. On nice days, all windows and doors at Amano are left wide open, so we can hear echoes from within the restaurant as well. I can't imagine how much louder it would be if Amano were to consistently play music on outdoor speakers until 10 p.m. Patrons would have to speak even louder to be heard over the music, and our peace would be disturbed. Noise at Amano already causes a major disturbance and makes it difficult for living during working hours as I work from home, also during personal enjoyment time during nights and weekends. Allowing this music would exacerbate the issue, making it increasingly difficult for us to enjoy our homes. Our units lack air conditioning, and we're forced to close our windows already to stifle the noises. As a first-time expectant mother, I'm also disheartened to know that additional speakers may be added right outside my window, which will greatly strain our family's quality of life. We're so supportive of small business. Our Wi-Fi used to be Get the Bucatini. We love Amano. We love to see it in the neighborhood and love to see it thrive, but the requested permit would be at the detriment of the residents. Given these concerns, I respectfully request the Entertainment Commission deny the FPAS permit for Amano. The proposed use would have a detrimental impact on our quality of life for those above the restaurant and impact our work and livelihoods. Thank you for your consideration.
Hi, my name is Doug McMahon. I'm the owner of the commercial unit that Amano occupies. I'm their landlord. I just wanted to speak in support of their application. I actually just recently purchased this unit in September, and as part of my due diligence, I did meet with the Residential Association as well as the Residential Association manager, as well as requested a disclosure, and both of those told me that there were no known violations of the CCNRs, and I was told that Amano was in good standing and that there were no issues with the unit.
All right, so if there's nobody else in the room, we do have one hand raised on Zoom. So Mario, I'm going to bring you in. So Mario, please unmute yourself, state your full name, and you have 3 minutes.
Commissioners, good morning. Thank you for your time today. Good afternoon, thank you for your time today. My name is Mario Cha. I'm a resident at 450 Hayes Street. I've owned my condominium since 2016, and I take great pride in being a part of the Hayes Valley community. Amano is situated in a mixed-use project that includes 40 residential units governed by CCNRs. Our residents come from diverse backgrounds, including seniors, individuals with disabilities, families with newborns, and professionals while working from home. Given this diversity, it's imperative that we protect the rights and well-being of all residents. Therefore, with this application, I must raise serious concerns regarding Amano's requirement to do neighborhood outreach and compliance with our homeowners association bylaws and CCNRs, which are all essential for maintaining a peaceful living environment. I do want to point out a few sections. First, section 6.1 of the association CCNRs require prior written board approval for any modification that may increase sound transmission between units. Amano's landlord may have provided applicant support, but please note that the landlord has not obtained the necessary approval from the HOA board. The situation calls into question the legitimacy of their application and would like to understand why we're even convening with this hearing under these circumstances. Second, section 8.6 explicitly prohibits the occupant of the commercial unit from using advertising methods that can be heard from outside of the unit. Amano's practice of streaming music to attract diners is a blatant violation of this provision. Finally, section 8.1 outlines prohibited uses for the retail space. It includes bars and nightclubs to prevent noise disturbances to residents. Amano's operations currently includes a bar, and approving this permit will worsen noise issues to neighboring residential units. Let me be clear. Hayes Valley is not a nightlife district. Our community values neighborhood serving retail while preserving our quiet residential atmosphere, which Amano has consistently failed to respect. Amano should fully be aware of the CCNRs, as they are part of their lease agreement with their landlord, all of which are legally binding. It is If this permit is approved, the HOA will have no choice but to explore legal avenues to address noise generated by Mono's operations based on clear violations I've outlined just now. Thank you for your time. I do expect the commissioners to avoid delivering conflicting messages so that the HOA can uphold our community standards and benefit for all involved. Please either reject this application or request the applicant to ask for continuance so that they can work this out with the HOA board first. Also, to answer Commissioner Perez's question, there are no other restaurants in Hayes Valley doing the same thing. And to note, the Bird is currently owned by the same parent company as Amano. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Another hand raised on Zoom, Manav. So Manav, please unmute yourself and you have 3 minutes.
Hi, good evening, members of the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, and thanks for allowing me to speak today. I just want to express my concerns with the application, just like my neighbors. I'm also a resident at 450 Hay Street, and I live right above Amano. I honestly just don't understand why a restaurant needs to have music. There were complaints about businesses being hard to run in San Francisco. Maybe don't invest in buying new speakers. That'll save you some money. And, you know, like, we live here and we're at home all the time when we're working from home, and having music playing in the background is very disturbing to that process. I think the restricted times that we suggested of Friday and Saturday make a lot of sense and also go hand in hand with the street closures. So I think that is something that the commission should consider as what is actually approved. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, there are no more hands raised on Zoom.
All right, we'll close public comment. First question, does anybody have any further questions for the applicant before we deliberate? Initial thoughts before I filibuster.
I would just note that I've definitely been listening to some of the concerns of the HOA members, but I'm very familiar with the restaurant, with the location. It's a very busy commercial corridor filled with food and beverage establishments. There's a lot of nightlife happening there. I wouldn't say that it's very dense. I wouldn't say it's that quiet of an area. And I also just want to point out to folks that are concerned that when our commission grants a permit, it brings the business, the permit holder, under our jurisdiction and under our purview. There's decibel limits set. If you have complaints about noise and you believe it's in violation of those conditions, you can always call 311 as well. So for me, I don't feel concerned about granting this.
I would grant it with the noon to 9:30 compromise.
I'm open to that too. I just have a couple thoughts to just add. So yes, and I just want to piggyback on what Sin very eloquently said, which is that I think a lot of people, they think that when we grant a permit, that then gives the permit holder license to do whatever they want, and it's actually the reverse of what we do. So if somebody doesn't have a permit, then the only recourse that a neighbor has or a concerned person is the San Francisco Police Department, and they are very busy and they often don't respond to sound complaints and noise complaints. In fact, I'm not sure they have in the last few years. When we do grant a permit, then we have what are called sound inspectors, which we have one right here, who are literally like sound cops who go around the city for a few days a week and respond to 311 complaints in real time. And so what we have found is that when neighbors often, because nobody knows what we do, and that's totally understandable, no, you're not supposed to know what we do, or a small department, but what we found is that the neighbors actually realize that we're like a resource for them, and a group that actually responds in real time with decimeters and readings and making sure businesses are in compliance. So I see you shaking your heads. You know, you can take me at my word or not, but I think our reputation locally and our relationships with neighbors all over the city speaks for itself. The other things I just want to say is this is just outdoor speakers. This isn't a nightclub or a dance club, which has happened. And then finally, I appreciate the caller calling in with the rules of the HOA, but we are bound by San Francisco law as a group. So we have to kind of follow the law and the San Francisco law, and then the HOA rules and things are outside of our jurisdiction. I'm comfortable granting it with the staff recommendations. And I will make the motion to approve with staff recommendations.
Seconded.
What are the hours?
Noon to 9:30. Or is it 12:30 to 9:30?
9:30. 12 to 9:30.
12 to 9:30,
yeah. Noon to 9:30.
Ready?
All right. I'm ready.
President Blyman?
Aye.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Capoggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Slander?
Aye.
All right, that has been granted, and we can move on to number 7, which is commissioner comments and questions. Who's got exciting stuff to tell? You've got to have something.
Welcome to October.
Yeah, happy Latino Heritage Night, Heritage Month, I should say.
And
October is Filipino American History Month, so greetings to all. We're actually having a reception next Thursday, October 10th, right here at Rotunda. You're all invited to come celebrate Filipino heritage with us. 5:30 to 8 p.m.
When is that?
October 10th, Thursday.
Oh, October 10th.
Free admission. Come on, come
where,
on.
Where is it again?
Right here in the Rotunda.
Oh, in the Rotunda?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
and North Light Court.
Nice.
Also, I believe it's a Fleet Week next week, and there's I never realized this until I started going to the events, but they have the bands are do their neighborhood tours. So pretty much every neighborhood, if you look online, you'll go online and check out the military bands that play. They're free, and it's a great thing for the kids and family.
That their brass band is like literally the best brass band I've ever seen live. Literally, I thought it would be a bunch of squares. They're not.
Yeah, they usually hit up 500 block of Valencia on Fridays, and I think they might be doing it again, but it's literally probably 1,000 or more people in attendance, and it's a sight to see. So it's definitely something. And they do Noe Valley. I think they're doing Noe Valley on Tuesday and West Portal and a lot of different neighborhoods. They're free, and the kids get to take pictures afterwards, so it's a very fun thing.
So I just want to mention that on September 20th, we had the first official event in an entertainment zone in the state of California on Front Street. We expected about 3,500 people to show up. That was our best guess. And my best guess is about 11,000 people showed up. We sold a lot of beer that day. It was a really fun party. We had zero incidences to report. It was validation for work that Ben Van Houten especially and has done from the City Hall and Director Weiland. I played a little role, and then Scott Wiener and the mayor all made this happen. It was about three years of work to put it together. And we're rolling. We're going to have one on October. It's called Nightmare on Front Street, and I'm producing it with that was Anthony's idea. We're producing it together.
Good.
In fact, I was on the fence of doing it, and then Anthony recommended that name. I was like, now we have to do it. Best name. That's the best name ever. And that'll be the first of many, many more to come. I think I may have already agreed to 17 next year, which are paid for.
The pretzels were really good.
While we had them, the pretzels were good. We learned a lot about ourselves that day and about how to do concessions for 11,000 people. So next time will be a little smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we just got hit with three times more people than we could have expected in our wildest dreams. So it was a good problem to have, but organized chaos. Anyway, it was really, really cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Great work to everyone involved.
Big deal. All right. Any public comment on our comments?
No public comment.
All right. Close public comment. Adjourn meeting, 6:24 p.m. Ooh la la.